Hello, everybody. Today's Bible Bite is based on 1 Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 16, and we read these words, "And David the king came and sat before the Lord." And here we get David coming before the Lord in prayer. And the way it's expressed to us in this passage, that David the king came and sat before the Lord, we get from this his ease in coming into the presence of God, almost like a naturalness about it, that he had a liberty and a freedom. This is striking to find, you know, and this is especially in this Old Testament passage when the way to God was not so clearly opened up as it is to us as Christians. Yet we see in David this freeness, this liberty to come before the Lord. And so I want to look at the subject of access today. And do we take advantage of that as believers to come and sit before the Lord, to have a time each day to be in his presence? You know, this word access, Paul mentions it at least three times, the word anyway. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, he says, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." When Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, that we both have access, he's speaking, of course, of both Jew and Gentile, who are described throughout this chapter. You know, the Jews were nearer to God positionally. They had the covenants, you know, they had circumcision, they had the oracles of God, the scriptures, they had the temple service, and all of these things. And the Lord Jesus could even say that salvation is of the Jews. Us Gentiles, on the other hand, we were far off from God. We had not the knowledge of God. And but nevertheless, whether Jew or Gentile, we must come to Christ. And this is what Ephesians 2 brings out before us, opens up. There's a lot more that I'm not going to mention and bring into this passage. But just look, I want to look at the aspect of access. For through him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, we both, that is Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, this is one of the verses in the New Testament that we would call a Trinitarian verse. And why we say that is simply this, is because the Trinity is brought before us, not in a doctrinal way, but in a sort of a natural way. For he says, through him, that is the Lord Jesus, we both, that Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, unto the Father. And so we see all three persons of the Godhead, by him, that is the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, and unto the Father. It's the Father whom we come before in this passage, but through the agency of the name of the Lord Jesus, through the Lord Jesus, the person and his work, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we see all three persons of the Godhead brought before us here. How wonderful. What a privilege we have as Christians to be able to come and sit before the Lord, to be in his presence. And then in chapter 3, verse 12, Paul says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him." We have boldness. That's another feature brought before us. Not only that we can come and sit before him, but we can do it boldly, confidently. And this is what we see in David in the passage that I read, that he came and sat before the Lord. As I say, there was a naturalness about it, a freedom, a liberality about it, that he could come freely before the Lord. And here we get this, we can come with boldness and confidence before him. Now we get another verse similar to that in Hebrews, of course, chapter 10. In verse 19, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest," that is the most holy place, the very presence of God, "by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil," that is his flesh. The veil here in the temple or in the tabernacle represents the body of the Lord Jesus. Remember, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn in two, signifying that the way of God to God was opened up to us. Now, I may say more about that. The rending of the veil and our presence, access to the presence of God, and another meditation. But I'm trying to keep these brief. So I'm just going to stick to the word access right now. And then finally, in Romans chapter 5, Paul says, verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace," or that could be translated into this favor, "wherein we stand and rejoice," or boast, "in the hope of the glory of God." Now, we've got three things here: past, present, and future. In the past, we've been justified by faith. That's a done deal. If you've been justified by faith, that means you've been reckoned righteous by the finished work of the Lord Jesus. And it's through faith, not through works. But that's past. That's done. But presently, we have access by faith into this favor wherein we stand. We stand in the full favor of God. We stand in that grace. But we have access. We have daily access. We have present access into that. It's something that we can do at all times. And then he says, and rejoice or boast in the hope of the glory of God. Now, a Christian should not boast. We of all people should not be boasters. But there's two things that we can boast in. We can boast in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul brings that out in Galatians chapter 6, I believe it is. Galatians chapter 6. And he says that, but God forbid, this is verse 14, that I should glory or boast, the word means boast, save or accept in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. So the Christian can boast in the cross. But here's another thing, a future thing. We have the past, we have the presence, the present, that access, but here's the future thing. Hope in the glory of God. The hope is present, but it's hoping in something yet to come. The glory of God. And we have this hope as believers, and we can actually boast in it. We have something to boast in that others don't have. They don't have this hope, hope that will be like Christ, glorified like Him. But the point here of this little meditation is this. If we have such liberty, if we have such a way, such an access to God open up to us by grace, do we avail ourselves of it? Do you have time of prayer in your life? Christian, you should not go a day without praying. Praying is like oxygen, you know, it's like our lifeline. And a life without prayer is a life without without power. There must be prayer in the Christian life. So if you're not in the habit of a daily set prayer, you should really think about it. And the Lord has made a way for us and has given us this access, this wonderful access to His very presence at any time, anywhere, under any circumstances, under any conditions. We can freely and confidently come before Him. May you avail yourself of this wonderful grace of access with God. May the Lord bless you today.